PepsiCo Summer Fair's final season has included an extraordinary event: productions of Mozart's three great Italian operas with librettos by Lorenzo da Ponte, The Marriage of Figaro, Don Giovanni, and Così fan tutte. I saw all three in one weekend, and it was the most exhilarating, moving, and draining experience of opera I've ever had. Not everything worked. I think Don Giovanni is about an individual who is willing to risk eternal damnation to preserve his identity. But director Peter Sellers shifts the focus away from Don Giovanni himself. The setting is a dimly lit street corner in Spanish Harlem, or is it a circle of hell? And he's cast a pair of identical twins, Eugene and Herbert Perry, as the Don and his servant Leporello. At times, it's hard to find Don Giovanni in the crowd. Still, this production has overwhelming moments and some magnificent singing. Here are the Perry brothers in their Act II duet. Can you tell which one is which? Così and Figaro, though, are triumphantly on target. Figaro takes place in the Trump Tower, the swank penthouse with floor-to-ceiling windows designed by Adrian Lobel and lighting designer James F. Ingalls's breathtaking New York sunset are not only beautiful images, but moving expressions of the cold isolation and cruelty of power that the heroes of Figaro are up against. Sellers's realism can be shocking. In this glorious ensemble in Act II, we are practically eavesdropping on the most intimate marital problems of the Count and Countess. The act ends with a new contingent of characters arriving to complicate matters. They turn the finale into a high-stepping vaudeville routine with fancy footwork and unison arm gestures. Sellers insists on Mozart's contemporary relevance and reality, but he also reminds us that Mozart is still Mozart. Thank you. Sellers' staging responds to the music in a breathtaking variety of ways, while conductor Craig Smith and the remarkable orchestra make every bar eloquent and easy to respond to. Figaro and Cozy include the Sellers-Smith nuclear family, amazingly versatile singing actors like Susan Larson, who is brilliant as both the morally bewildered Fiordaligi in Cozy and Carabino, the horny adolescent boy in Figaro. James Maddalena, who sings the Count, and Sanford Sylvan, the Figaro, played Nixon and Joanne Lai in Peter Sellers' production of John Adams' Nixon in China. There's Frank Kelly, the rare tenor who can sing and act with intelligence and style, David Evitz, Jean Omerle, Jane West, and the heartbreaking but hilarious Sue Ellen Kuzma. As Despina, the singing waitress in Cozy, Kuzma's devastating lampoon of Shirley MacLaine stops the show. In Don Giovanni, the only singer to work extensively with Sellers and Smith is Lorraine Hunt as Donna Elvira, and she's much more detailed and convincing than the newcomers. Sellers and Smith were lucky to find impressive young performers like the Perrys and soprano Dominique Labelle, but they are even luckier to be working with people who are helping them become more than just opera singers.